Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Our next guest, it was so funny because we said when Michael Money Harris comes back to Carl, I said, Carl, he's got to hit the ground running. He bats over 300 for September. He did his part in those two games against San Diego. Michael Money Harris joins Dukes and Bell.
Money, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Man, we are good. Brother, thank you for joining us. You know, we've been waving the pom-poms for you and cheering you on, man. I know last year was tough because of the injury. Talk a little bit about, you know, a little bit about coming back from that. And then why were you so hot? Did you change your approach? Did something change when you got back in the lineup?
I guess coming back, it was my first time actually having a real injury, missing that much time. I guess the year before I missed like 20-something games, but missing 2 months, that was my first time ever doing that. So mentally, I was just trying to stay strong, and it was kind of tough going out there trying to watch every game from the dugout and not be able to run out there with the guys. But yeah, coming back, I had to make sure I focused on, I guess, mechanics and timing to get me back right and get us in position to make the playoffs. So it was just really, really working in the cage and kind of perfecting my game for when I go out there.
It is Michael Money Harris with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Man, it just seems like there were just so many injuries. We never make excuses, Mike, but it seems like just making the playoffs last year was a hell of an accomplishment.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the weirdest years I think a team can have. We didn't have our starting lineup since day one after Murphy went down. So it was a weird year. It was like every week a new person went down for an amount of time, and there were stretches where it wasn't even two or three games. It was just going out for a month, 2 months. So it was just weird seeing people go down each week.
Stockbridge High School stand-up, Michael Harris with us. Mike, talk about playing at home, man. I mean, you're playing in the crib. I mean, a lot of guys would love to be able to play in their home city and had this opportunity. And, you know, obviously the fan base has embraced you and loves you. But is it tougher? Do you think it's a tougher situation to be on your professional team in your home city, or is it a blessing?
I feel like for me it's more of a blessing now. I feel like I play more relaxed. I know I'm at home. I feel like I'm in the backyard. I was a fan of the team, so I know what the fans are like, and I don't know, just being in Atlanta kind of make it easier for me, family, friends, you know, the whole nine. So I just feel more relaxed at home, honestly.
We were talking earlier today. There was a video. Bijan from the Falcons was asked about Michael Penix taking off his do-rag. Do you ever take off the bandana? Because that bandana business, that's like a cottage industry now.
Man.
Yeah, that's crazy. I did just see that video like 30 minutes ago. But I actually let my head breathe. I do wear a do-rag at night, but I definitely take it off sometimes.
You got to let it breathe, bro. You got to let it breathe. Yeah. Michael, who are the leaders? We hear this all the time, right? And Snit has said, you know, it's a bunch of guys. Are there specific guys in the clubhouse with this particular team that you feel like lead the way?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think there's just one specific guy. I mean, everybody kind of follows each other's actions, and when the time is needed, we have guys that step up and kind of voice their opinion and what we should do. But I guess on a daily basis, everybody's just doing their own thing. They kind of know what to already do. That's one of the things Alex tries to make sure he does when he brings in different players, just knowing that they know how to win and know how to play the game the right way. So I feel like a lot of the guys in the clubhouse just lead by example from actions instead of words.
I tell you what, it just seems like there's some good juice, like Marcell Ozuna. We always talk about when Marcell comes and talks to you or any player, you're good enough and you can make this work.
And people so, like you.
And it seems like Marcell just seems to be like that magic tonic which gets people back on track.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely the reason why I made my turnaround in 23. And, I don't know what would have happened if he never gave me that little pep talk. But he definitely gave me a lot of confidence after that. And I guess right after he gave me that talk, that's when he told me my season would start. Everything before that, we can just disregard it.
Well, it took off. We're talking to the Rookie of the Year in 2022, our center fielder for our Atlanta Braves, Michael Harris, here on Dukes and Bell. Have you talked to Profar, man? I saw you welcomed him to the squad and to the A. What do you think about the move?
I love the move. I've never talked to him, but I think it was like two weeks before he signed here. I followed him on Instagram, and he kind of followed me immediately back. So I kind of had an idea what he was thinking.
Yeah.
And I just kept quiet. So.
You know, Michael, you're good at that. You don't say too much.
Yeah. Which brings me to my next question, Money Harris. When do you think we're going to see Acuna in that lineup? What are you hearing?
Honestly, with him, you'll never know. He could probably sneak up and be ready to play tomorrow, but. Honestly, just been hearing, I guess, missing the first month. But, yeah, with him, he's such a freak athlete. And I know he wants to be able to play the full 162. So, I guess once he comes back, he doesn't want to have to miss a game. So I don't think he wants to rush it. But I know he's definitely going to be anxious to come back at some point.
We've talked so much about the lineup, and we discussed – we're not talking behind your back because we asked you about it a couple years ago. Do you feel now you can be the top of the lineup guy every day? You're comfortable in that role?
I feel like I definitely got more comfortable, I guess, towards the end of the season when everything started rolling. I kind of figured out my game plan up there. It's crazy because I usually coming up through the minors, I would be top of the lineup. 1, 2, 3, but I guess I got used to hitting ninth my rookie year and getting a lot of hittable pitches and fastball. So I kind of adjusted to it later in the season last year, taking over the one spot and kind of just figuring out what I need to do to lead the game off.
Michael, how you feel physically, man? How you feeling?
I feel good. I'm ready to go to Florida right now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to know, man, because that's the key for our squad, man. And I know you know this. Getting everybody back healthy, we're going to be fine. Like, guys will hit. We just got to get guys healthy. I want to know this about how this is done or whether you – how much you go, you know, put into it. Your walkout music. Does it have to be ATL themed? Does it have to be ATL themed? What's the deal?
My whole off season is about walk up music. I'm listening to songs, trying to figure out which one I'm gonna use.
Yeah, right. Because you want to get hype, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
You can't get a hit if you don't have a good song when you go up there. So
right.
The whole off season, I'm trying to find songs to put into my playlist. I have a walk up song playlist that I kind of keep them all in. And every month I have a new set of four. So I can't do the math on that, but that's at least, I say at least 20 songs in a year.
So is it your feel? Like you get to the park that day, you're like, I'm coming out to this.
Right.
Yeah, so basically my first at bat is...
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Kind of a song that sets the tone for me. The second one is like one step up. The third one is like one of my songs that, because I know it's later in the game, it's probably a clutcher situation. It's a song that gets me more hype.
Right.
And then sometimes my fourth song is either like a silly song or just whatever I'm feeling that time. Because the one time last year I had the Little Einstein's remix. So
yeah. People went nuts about that.
Right.
People were digging it.
It'd be kind of cool. Oh, yeah. Throw a curveball, Carl. One day comes up to Two Live Crew or some Wu-Tang.
It's all about the feel. He just told you. He's collected the tears.
Like poor safe counting. What is that? Hey, by the way, I didn't win your Bronco. I must have scanned that barcode 5,000 times for crying out loud.
Yeah, man.
Good job cool, on the commercial. Man. That was a pretty cool spot.
Thank you. You can try again this year, though. We'll be doing it again. So.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
All right.
Hey, man. Michael, seriously, bro, we love that you're here, that you're in the community, that you are from here and you're repping the A the way you are. You're one of the best players in the league, man. Wish you nothing but the best as we'll be cheering you on and look forward to our next conversation, man. Spring training right around the corner, man. Good luck.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.